I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers when Kane's own Greg Turner led an operation that liberated four Kane POWs from a Nazi prison camp. By sheer coincidence, among the many prisoners who were busted loose on April 29, 1945, by Combat Command A of the 14th Armored Division were four Kane men. According to a May 23rd report in the Kane Republican, it takes no stretch of the imagination to hear and envision the joyful greetings when Captain Turner met his comrades from Kane in Stalag 7A to set them free. When things happen anywhere, you can always look for a Kane angle. And this story has all the earmarks of the best one yet, reported the newspaper. This unlikely reunion behind enemy lines must have seemed like old home week for the four prisoners and Captain Turner. Among the prisoners were Lieutenant Dan Benscoter, who was a star athlete at Kane High School and attended Duke University and Penn State. Benscoter did not wait for the United States to expand its war program when he enlisted with the Royal Canadian Air Force in 1941. With the official U.S. Declaration of War in 1942, Benscoter joined the Army Air Force. He had been imprisoned in the Stalag III Nazi war camp since January of 1943 when his fighter plane crashed behind enemy lines in North Africa. Lieutenant Ewald Benson enlisted out of Kane High in January of 1942 and entered the Army Air Corps in April. After completing flight training, he arrived in England in April of 1943, flying five successful missions before being shot down in July of 1943 over Kiel, Germany. Benson's memories were carefully recorded in his journal, and his notes indicate that he bailed out at about 20,000 feet before landing in a lake where he was picked up by a family in a rowboat who took him to shore. There, Nazi captors paraded him through town, spit on him, and threw various projectiles at him. He was wounded in his arm and leg and imprisoned at Stalag III, where he joined Benscoter. Lieutenant Claude Neely was also a star athlete at Kane High. He joined the Army Air Corps in 1942, receiving his wings in January of 1943. Neely, the co-pilot of a Flying Fortress, was originally reported as missing in action after being shot down over the Reich in August of 1943. A few weeks later, the War Department updated his status as being held by Nazis. Lieutenant Robert Butler, who participated in the early air blitz, was wounded in action and later shot down in flames in April 1944. Also reported initially as missing in action, Butler was wounded in the right shoulder. A career military pilot, Major Robert Butler, was killed in 1957 when his plane crashed into a mountainside during a severe snowstorm near Anchorage, Alaska. The Kane prisoners faced many severe challenges in surviving their Nazi captors, including lack of food, fear of reprisal — Hitler had reportedly ordered them executed — and sheer boredom. According to Ewald Benson's notes, in January of 1945, with the Russian army pushing towards Stalag III from the east, the camp was evacuated to Stalag 7A. After 4 days of marching through blizzard conditions and 3 days of being locked in a boxcar, they arrived in Moosburg, Germany, which was north of Munich, at Stalag 7A. There they met another Kane native, Private Lloyd Fiscus. Fiscus ultimately escaped a week earlier than the other Kane men, when his camp was set out as a work unit and he and others successfully made a break for it. Captain Greg Turner was on one of the first tanks to arrive on the scene when the camp was liberated. The reunion with the Kane men was highlighted when Turner opened a box he had just received from home. The box contained 2 pounds of candy, issues of the Kane Republican, and other eats and reading. A short time later, according to the Kane Republican, Turner penned the following note to his mother in Kane. "Today is the best day I've had in the Army. Yesterday we came in here and took over one of the biggest POW camps in Germany. Today I found Dan Benscoter, Ewald Benson, Bob Butler, and Claude Neely. They all are in good shape, fortunately. They all look fine." Eventually, in the days and weeks to come, the Kane men made their way back to Fort Dix, New Jersey, then returned home to the hilltop that never looked so good to them. According to Chuck Benson, a son of Ewald Benson, the big story is that they did come home, bury the demons they'd acquired, found jobs, raised families, and helped develop the community. A good story indeed. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.